Can you remember the ceremony? Can you remember the? Can you remember when you got married? What all happened?
Yeah, I remember. We married on the 12th day of December.
Were you married in a church?
Huh?
Were you married inside of a church?
No. Old Harvest Hill preacher married. Walked over there Sunday and married. I'm old Baptist preacher, Lord, he was. But they go with the name of Harvest Hill. That's what the people get called of it.
The people around here, would you say that they're mostly colored people or white people?
Well, we used to work a lot of colored people.
Mm-hmm.
We worked, well, I'll tell you what, then it took 14 boxcar women move from only had to carry them down south to cut cross top. Mm-hmm. 14 boxcar.
My goodness. Do you know about how many people live in St. George?
No, good God, there are lots of people live here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the last 2 years, they're piling here like bees and just keep piling in from these towns, getting out of these towns.
Mm-hmm.
They give them the devil taxes in them towns, you see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're getting out of there.
Okay, Mr. Crawford, what do you call the time of the day, the latter part of the day, before supper around 3 or 4 p.m.?
Huh?
What would you call the later part of the day around 3 or 4 o'clock p.m. before supper?
It's even.
Well, what do you call the time of the day when the sun first appears?
What?
What do you call the time of the day before the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Well, we always up at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Have break.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to know about some of the words that you use when you're talking, you know, normal every day. Like if you got up this morning before the sun first appeared, you might say, I got up this morning before.
Yeah, we always get up before sun up.
Well, what do you call the time of the day when the sun disappears?
It disappears.
Sir?
What?
What do you call the time of the day when the sun disappears? You might say, you need to get the cows in before.
Well, it's about, it disappears here about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at night. I mean evening.
Well, how would you say, like if you say, well, I need to get the cows in before sun what?
Well, you'd have to get them in the pen before sun went down. We always did.
Okay.
Pin them up.
Okay. All right. If there's been a storm around here and the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun's coming out, you might say that the weather is?
It's clear, isn't it?
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Huh?
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know now. You asked me a question.
No, I'd just like to know what you called it. Like if you say that it started raining real hard right now and then it stopped just like that. You might say, boy, that sure was some.
Well, there are lots of good in the desert. There's some bad in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that goes.
If you had a fireplace here, what would you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Well, it'd be a mantel shelf. That's where they laid the salt the clock on the mantel shelf.
Did you ever have one?
Over the fireplace.
Do you have one in the